This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
You can, in the next couple of weeks,
uh-huh.
you can do almost everything.
Yeah.
I have put together here a list of things that are happening within driving distance, mm-hmm. and it's a wide variety.
So part of the everything that we'll be able to do in the next
yes.
couple of weeks.
I give as...
an example.
Yes. Thursday morning, the Department of Sanitation in Fort Smith will break ground on the Scale House facility at the Fort Smith Regional Sanitary Landfill.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
Tours?
Yes, absolutely. Hmm. It's a $3.1 million facility. It's going to be completed in May of 2014.
Okay.
But the Department of Sanitation will be presenting bus tours of the landfill following the groundbreaking ceremony.
Weren't you there last year and had a really fun tour?
I did. I think if you can do this on Thursday morning... I think it's the grand breaking's at 10. You should do it.
I might. I've never been to a landfill.
Yeah, and this is doing a lot of innovative things there.
Very cool.
Yes.
Lake Dardanelle State Park is hosting a three-day youth camp from Tuesday, August 6th through Thursday, August 8th for ages 12 to 15. So if we're already thinking that the camps were over, they're not.
No.
Still time. The camp includes activities, crafts, programs, and much more. The campers will meet at the visitor center at 9 a.m. each day and will be ready to be picked up there around 4. Lunch, snacks, and all materials will be included in the $65 registration fee.
Public's invited, speaking of outdoors, to the 8th annual Secchi Day on Beaver Lake. This has really evolved. The first year they did it, they just kind of put that little Secchi disc down in Beaver Lake to see how clear the lake was.
Right.
Now it's kind of a hands-on science day at the lake. They still do the measurements with the Secchi disc,
uh-huh.
but the mobile aquarium from the Arkansas Game and Fish will be there.
And remind me again, with the Secchi disc, they're measuring how...
The clarity of the water.
How deep... Because you see how far you can see it down.
It's a disc that's black and white.
Yes.
And then they lower it down at different parts of the water just to see...
Clarity.
Right. And it's... You say stop, and you bring it up, and you can see.
And you the measurement. Okay, cool.
Right. And the word Secchi comes from... Let me see if I get this right. A monk who kind of... created this way of testing clarity of water.
Very cool.
Anyway, it all happened Saturday, August 17th at Prairie Creek Recreation Area in Rogers. And you can find out more at bwdh2o.org. That's Beaver Water District H2O.org.
Now, this next event isn't until October, but I'm really glad that you reminded me of it earlier this week because my weekends are starting to fill up through October already. It's ridiculous. But there is Ozarks Bacon Fest, a tribute to bacon, bourbon, and beer. Mm-hmm. The inaugural tasting will be October 12th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds Eplex in Springfield, Missouri. Tickets will give guests access to a bacon-infused wonderland where the Ozarks' best chefs prepare amazing creative bacon snacks.
But wait, there's more.
National brands, artisan bacon makers, and bacon purveyors will display, sample, and sell a multitude of bacon and bacon-inspired products. You know, bacon-inspired products may be kind of the theme right now because I feel like I've seen just these random bacon. Mm-hmm. Where was I? I was in Dallas earlier this year, and I got a donut with frosting on top that had bacon on top of the frosting.
Oh, my goodness.
It was delicious.
I'm sure it was.
It's delicious. I will show you a picture on my phone. So the best mixologists and brewers will also be on hand, and they will have some bacon-inspired cocktails, beer, and wine. In honoring bacon in all its glory, Ozarks Bacon Fest will have a bacon eating contest. Oh man, a best bacon recipe contest and a bacon art contest. I don't think I could do the bacon eating contest. I'm not really good at eating really fast,
mm-hmm.
But I have some friends I think that would be good at it. So maybe I will just participate in the bacon art contest. I feel like I could be very inspired.
We're going to hear more about this, aren't we?
Oh, between now and October, yes. Hear more of this.
Some things going on at area libraries as well. The Summer Reading Book Fair is scheduled for Monday through Saturday next week at the Bentonville Public Library. The book fair is sponsored by Friends of the Bentonville Library to benefit the Bentonville Public Library.
Reading Adventures with Scout, Wednesdays, August 14th and 28th from 3 to 4 p.m. at the...
Rogers Library.
Thank you. Scott is a Mastiff who loves to be read to, and the owner will be there with him, and you can come read to him. He's registered with Therapy Dogs International. For more information, call 621-1152.
And the Fayetteville Public Library, two more concerts for children at the end of this month. Threepenny Acre, Thursday, July 25th at 10:30 in the morning. And the following week, Trout Fishing in America, will be there. That's July 31st at 2 p.m. Both concerts free and open to the public.